long throw into the box. An overhead kick. Oh, it's dropped in from Camara. Torres for the hat-trick. Torres round the keeper. Torres left-footed into the net.
Now to take a look at soccer, here's Andy Pascalides.
G'day, Andy P. Andy P.
Good morning. This is funny, walking in with Mario's iPhone, watching the football 110 minutes. No. It's
we've
extra
got a
time.
We've got world of technology
two,
we live
in. Three, four, five monitors in here, and we can't get it.
Mate, this is the bunker of a different type.
This is
we're
the,
down at the, yeah. into the, oh, the... Look, it's been a cracking game, and I must admit, I've missed about 25 minutes of it driving here. But what I saw in the first 70, 75 minutes was fantastic. I thought that Ronaldo should have got a penalty. Lewandowski finally broke his drought. He's had a bit of a slow spell of late for Poland. So he scored in the second minute. But this wonderful player, Sanchez, the youngster who got a start today after two appearances off the bench, equalised in stunning fashion in the 33rd. 3 minutes after Ronaldo should have got a pen. Mm. But this is a... These are fantastic stories. This young player is signed with Bayern Munich recently for around 50, 55 million. And this is what the Euro does. And mind you, hey, what about Aaron Moy? I mean, signing a three or reportedly four-year deal with Manchester City. And he had some very, very solid offers from Belgium, from Scotland, from the Middle East. One of the Middle East offers was apparently 4 million net. A season for 4 years. Mm. And it shows you how well he has played in the last two. He has started the last 10 Socceroo games. He is first name on the team sheet pretty much these days with Ange. So well done to him. Does he get game time at Manchester City? Pep Guardiola? That's the fantasy of the English Premier League next season. You've got new manager, Mourinho at Man United, Guardiola at Man City, Conte, the Italian. He's my favourite coach at Euros. Mm. Have you watched his...
Sorry. What channel am I turning it on to?
I don't know, but it's still 1-1.
What channel, Mario?
It's still 1-1. It's still 1-1, so...
It's that new sports channel. What is it?
BN.
BN.
What is it?
Well, it was the Ulsa Tanta.
Okay.
And even if you look at the commentary and everything else there, Webby on BN, all the famous English broadcasters, players, and foreign players, Hullett and all these guys, I love watching them on there. It's quite good.
So where is it at the moment?
Okay, we're 112 minutes in, and it's 1-1 still. And dare I say, could this go to penalties? Does Ronaldo step up?
And if he sprays his, will he retire from international football?
No.
Like Lionel Messi throwing his toys out of the cot.
That was a bit premature, that announcement, wasn't it? Very emotional.
Do you think that's it for the last time we play for Argentina?
He'll come back. He's only 29.
You know when you make bad decisions, when you're cranky, and when you're highly emotional.
And when you've lost a big game.
Yeah, well, that's when you're cranky and emotional.
And for Argentina.
It's a combination of both. You know that what you should do? Take yourself off into a padded cell for as long as it takes to lose the emotion and anger.
You know when you also
Let
do it?
Let that be a lesson.
You know when you also do it? When you're drunk.
Hey, by the way,
there's
a good story out of the Wales-Belgium game tomorrow. Dean Saunders, a former Welsh international striker, he parked his car in short-term parking, thinking that Wales would get done. So all the fans are now rallying to pay for his
fines.
So it's about £100 a day he's had to pay extra. So all the fans have said, Dino, we're paying it for you because you're our luck charm. So they play Belgium tomorrow. And look, the half-four combo, as I said yesterday, the draw to Belgium, I think Wales will be very competitive. I'm still going to stick my neck out with Gareth Bale. He's come in as first scorer in that game from 6.50, I think it was, into 6. He's equal top scorer. Payet's another one in that France-Iceland game on Monday, where some famous Icelandic swimmer has promised that he'll swim around the island if they beat France. So you're going to get all these stories. And
these stories are great.
Germany v Italy is a big one. That's the big one. I think Germany will just show it. But gee, the Italians have certainly slipped under the radar. No one really gave them much sort of attention leading in, but they are getting the job done as they do so well.
Yeah.
But Ibrahimovic, no surprise there. He's open now for transfer. He'll join his old mate Mourinho at Man United. The question there is how much will he earn? Reports of around 15 million a season.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad coin, but it could be more.
Yeah. What's the score against Iceland, France, do you reckon?
Iceland, France, I'm going to stick my neck out and maybe go for a 3-1 scoreline.
3-1?
You want to keep Mario's phone and sell it on eBay later.
I'd need to find a
still 1-1.
Channel. Okay.
Still 1-1.
All right, keep going, Andy. Keep rattling through, mate.
All the tips will be up on our website. We'll also get it out there on Twitter land. But the A-League FFA Cup round of 32, the draw has come out. Wanderers away in Wellington. Newcastle are hosting Melbourne Victory. Sydney are away at Wollongong. And the Central Coast travel to Green Gully in Victoria. So that draw is out and about, the round of 32. So you've got the NPL clubs from interstate involved in that. And, yeah, just on the fact that Aaron Mooy, it's wonderful news. I hope that he does stay in that squad, that superstar squad of Man City, but I sense they might loan him out to another league outside of the Premiership.
Very good.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you very much.
Keep an eye on that
game. I can't get it. It's channel 513. I can't get it on my little thing here.
Well, swap Mario's phone for yours.
Well, there's no way he pays for more channels than me. There's no way he does.
I can even hear his laughter
outside
the studio.
I can hear the laugh outside the studio. I'm getting dudded at you.
I honestly think Telstra are double whacking me with the platinum. I reckon I'm paying twice. I've got to ring them and find out.
Well, do you have two days to call?
I should get 2 513s on here. All right.
Less than five to go. It's still 1-1.
1-1. Okay. Thank you, Andy.
Yassel, boys. I'll see you around. Take care, everyone.